these things. Point four, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the mountain is moved in your life and will become a plain. So this passage really should become the motto of the believer's life and the Christ-centered life, not by power, not by might, cosmic power, cosmic might, flesh might, but by my Spirit. Should be your motto all the time, but especially when you're hurt, especially when you're in weakness. For God does not want us to climb the mountain. God desires to remove the mountain for you. And he's going to remove the mountain by the power system that he has provided. At just the point of your weakness, when you hurt, when you come to the great issue that you are totally inadequate, incapable of doing anything, unable to handle it, unable to apply the doctrine, unable to apply any of these things, you're in a great place. You're at the great place where now all that you can do is to rely on him, which is a great place to be in our lives. All right? Here's the question. Do you believe the Word of God? Do you believe the Word of God? Do you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit? Or do you believe that you have to do something? One thing you should learn in your despair is that there is nothing that you can do, no matter what any book says. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can and will remove that mountain? Do you believe the Holy Spirit can turn hate into spiritual love? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can turn pain into comfort? That the Holy Spirit who is inside of you can actually bring you inner peace, inner happiness? Can the Holy Spirit do it? Now, I want you to look where we're going. From the weakness that brought us to our knees to the shouts of grace. Look at our passage now. Go from the cries of David to the shouts of grace. And the end of the verse 7 says, and the top of the stone, and with shouts of grace, grace to it. Now, that should ring a bell where we started this a couple of weeks ago. My grace is sufficient. My power is perfected in weakness. Now you're ready to shout of his grace. Now, the Spirit has to remove the mountain. Only the Holy Spirit can remove the mountain, the hurt, the pain, and all of these things. But if you don't believe the Holy Spirit can do it, it won't. If you don't believe that God the Holy Spirit can do this in your life, do this in your marriage, do this in your soul, it won't. If you don't believe he can get inside of your soul and turn that hate and turn that resentment and turn that bitterness toward parents and toward husband, wife, ex-husband, ex-wife, parent, child, whatever it may be, someone who's hurt you in life, whatever it may be. If you don't believe that the Holy Spirit can do that, then people, it won't. Not all of your little goodness aren't going to do it either. And just knowing that the Bible says hate is a sin isn't going to get it accomplished. It is going to take a power source that God has provided, my power, to remove that hate. And if you don't rely on that power, if you don't believe he's going to do it, then you're stuck with it. You're stuck with the circumstances. You're stuck with the pain. And that's going to lead you to total despair. And it is going to eventually lead you to seek cosmic solutions and to really get yourself involved, even to the point of a psychotic condition, drugs, alcohol, all the rest of it. Then instead of the shouts of grace at the end of the verse, you will simply give sighs of relief that it's all over. And what a horrible thing to happen. What a horrible thing for a believer just to ride something out in time. Time heals a broken heart. Just hang in there. Call up the suicide phone number. And what are they? They come with a very interesting principle. Just hang in there. Tomorrow, it'll be less painful. Then the next day, and the next day. And that's the way a lot of people get through it. Just hang in there long enough. Stay on the alcohol. Stay on the drugs. Stay with the cosmic solutions. Just hang in there long enough, and then eventually it will. And you know the tragedy of that in a lot of cases? It's true. How horrible, though, that what got you through was just a matter of time. That in the midst of all of this, you never saw His marvelous grace. You never experienced His perfected power. You never knew that He was the God of comfort, that He was the Father of mercy. What a tragedy. And I know believers that have gotten through. And let me tell you the added tragedy of that. There's arrogance on this side. Well, I made it. God, what a tragedy. What a tragedy to be brought to your knees in total weakness so that you can know the God of comfort and the Father of mercy, know His grace and know His power, and you got through it just on a matter of time, and you're just thankful.
Third principle. Very important principle before we enter into study. These comforting passages like this as escapism